weeks on the voyage. Radu smiled, but did not rush to greet his old friend as once he might have. Age had been hard on Mahmed. He was heavier and walked with a pronounced limp. A full beard obscured the lines on his face, but his eyes were as sharp and intelligent as they had ever been. Mahmed waved away his attending guards.
"No stool carrier," Radu said with a smile, unable to help himself.
Mahmed let out an exhalation that might have been a laugh.
"He participated in an assassination plot. I had to have him killed."
"Really?" Radu said, his eyebrows rising in horror. Mahmed's face split in a mischievous grin, taking him from 40 to 15 in a single expression.
"No,"
Radu laughed, shaking his head.
"You remember my daughter, Theodora?"
Mahmed smiled warmly at her.
"Rumors of your beauty reach us even in Constantinople. I am glad to see you again. Last time you were far shorter than me."
Radu felt a spike of anxiety. Radu could not look at her without seeing Lada and Mahmed, but if Mahmed suspected it, he said nothing. He patted Theodora's hand, slipping her a pouch that sounded suspiciously heavy with coins.
"For all the birthdays I have missed, little one," he said.
Theodora's eyes twitched. "Thank you."
"I wish we were reuniting under happier circumstances," Mahmed said, though Lada did not excel at creating happy circumstances.
Theodora looked at Radu. "I wish I had known her, instead of only through stories."
She grinned then, something a bit wicked there.
"Though the stories are quite good. Lada Tepish, the Lady in Pala. No one else has such a remarkable aunt."
Mahmed and Radu laughed, but it was uncomfortable. Theodora had never been told the worst stories, including how that aunt had killed her uncle.
"I will give you two a few moments alone, before I pay my respects."
She bowed her head. The silver locket she always wore around her neck fell forward. Mahmed stared at it, as though seeing a ghost. He turned to Radu, but Radu did not show any emotion.
"Thank you," Radu said. "We will not be long."
"Of course."
She spun with her arms wide, breathing in deeply.
"Take as long as you want. There is something special here. I like the way Valahia feels. Warm and welcoming. Like a mother. Is it not?"
She walked away down the path, her steps assured and confident. She did not stomp and prowl as Lada had, but moved as though she owned whatever land she was on. Radu felt his purpose here with a keener pain than he had before. They walked slowly toward the church. Mahmed was still frowning.
"Theodora is not Nazira's, is she?"
Radu's only answer was a sigh.
"I suspected, for years. But just now, the way her eyes narrowed in annoyance at my patronizing gift, I could scarcely breathe. It was like looking at the past. I see why you have avoided the capital all these years. Kept her away."
Radu paused with his hand on the door.
"She is my daughter." Mahmed's smile was both kind and sad. "I am glad. Would that we all had had fathers such as you."
Mahmed's adult life had been tumultuous, filled with tragedy and violence, even in his own family. He turned and looked at the gardens, apparently unwilling to go inside just yet. Radu did not begrudge him the delay.
How is Nazira? She is well. She is having more difficulty with her vision, but she manages it with grace.
They were homebound now, but Fatima did not mind. The only place they had ever wanted to be was with each other, after all.
And Cyprian?
Radu's heart ached. He hated being away from him, even now.
We finally made it to Cyprus 2 years ago. It was lovely. But I think our travelling days are over. His ankle bothers him now from his old injury. You know, I thought of having him arrested.
What? Mahmed leaned against the doorway, putting his hand on the stones as though admiring the work. Radu realized he was tracing the name carved there. Lada Dracul, the patron of this particular church. Mahmed grinned, Radu's childhood friend once again peering through the beard and wrinkles.
Oh, it was years ago, and I was only going to hold Cyprian as a political prisoner, just to make him stay in the capital, so you would come back. You and my sister always had such odd ways of expressing affection. She used to hit me and let others beat me. You considered kidnapping my loved ones to spend more quality time together.
Mahmed smiled, but it was strained.
It was not the same once you left. There has never been anyone quite like you.
Or her. Mahmed's expression was pained.
Or her. Which is probably for the best.
His gaze grew far away and misty.
I would have made her empress. You would think for a woman with her ambition, she got exactly what she wanted.
Mahmed pulled at his thick beard.
She did.
And in the end, she had gotten exactly what Radu predicted.
Whose head was it? Radu asked. That you had brought to the capital and displayed on the wall. I have been wondering. I have no idea.
It did not much matter.
A severed head is a severed head.
Mahmed had been fighting battles since he was 12. Radu felt a little differently about severed heads. But they had lived very separate lives in the past 20 years. Finally, with nothing else between them to delay the reason for their visit, they entered the main room of the chapel. Statues of saints stood sentry, and elaborate paintings told stories from the Bible. Radu noted the paintings were all especially violent ones, which was fitting, as this was the chapel Lada had paid for. A monk stood inclining his head. He led them to a portion of the floor with newer flagstones. A small marker at the top said simply, Prince.
No name? Mahmed asked.
I was afraid someone would desecrate it, Radu said. Even in death, Lada had many enemies. They stared down in silence at where his sister slept, forever entombed.
Was it your men? Radu asked.
There was no accusation in his tone, merely curiosity. Lada had been killed as she stood on a field, ready to meet Mahmed and his men in battle. Their first direct conflict since those horrible days outside Turgoviste. Mahmed shook his head.
I have tried to find out who it was. Some suspect Matthias sent an assassin. Most think it was one of her own guards. No one knows for certain.
The killing blow?
A knife to the back. They brought her body to me on the field. I think they expected a reward.
Mahmed shifted, an abashed expression.
I killed those poor men on the spot. It was foolish, considering I was there to fight her myself.
Radu put a hand on Mahmed's shoulder.
Thank you for sending her body here. Mahmed nodded, then eased himself down to his knees, resting a hand against the stones over Lada's body. Even after all these years, I cannot quite believe she is gone. I cannot quite believe she managed to stay alive so long. Radu knelt next to Mahmed. But you are right. It feels wrong to be in Valahia, knowing she is not here anymore. She was a strong prince. Strong and terrible. And fair. I suspect the name Dracul will not soon be forgotten. I am sorry for how things ended with us. All three of us. I wish it had turned out differently. That we had stayed together. Once, Radu would have wanted nothing more. But his joyful life had worn away the sharp edges of the past's pain. In its place was something like Lada's silver locket. Smooth. Cold. Filled with the much-loved dust of history. The two of you never had any choice but to conquer and lead. And you? Radu smiled, kissing his fingers and laying them against the stones. He had wanted so much less than they had, and so much more. They had chosen the hard paths, the lonely paths, the paths of blood and struggle. I am returning home, to my family. He moved to stand, then, thinking better of it, took out a knife and carefully scratched two additions onto Lada's marker. Prince, sister, dragon. It was enough. Dramatis Personae. Draculesh family. Valahian nobility. Lada Dracul, Prince of Valahia. Radu Bey, also known as Radu Dracul and Radu Chel Frumos, advisor to Sultan Mahmed. Vlad Dracul, deceased father of Lada, Radu, and Machia. Vasilisa, mother of Lada and Radu, Princess of Moldavia. Machia, deceased oldest son of Vlad Dracul and his first deceased wife. Valahian court and countryside figures. Wana, mother of Bogdan, childhood nurse of Lada and Radu, current aide to Lada. Bogdan, childhood best friend of Lada. Andre, boyar from rival Dineshd family, son of the previous prince. Aron, brother of Andre, in line for Valachian throne. Dineshd family, rival family for the Valachian throne. Darciana, wife of Stefan, friend and servant to Lada. Lucian Bazarab, boyar from Bazarab family. Galesh Bazarab, ally of Lada's, in charge of soldiers. Ottoman court figures. Mahmed, Ottoman sultan. Murad, Mahmed's deceased father. Mara Brankovic, Murad's widow, Serbian royalty, now advising Mahmed. Halil Vizier, formerly Halil Pasha, executed for treason. Kumal, devout Pasha in Mahmed's inner circles, brother of Nazira, brother-in-law and friend to Radu. Nazira, Radu's wife in name only, Kumal's sister. Fatima, Nazira's maid in name only. Cyprian, Emperor Constantine's nephew, missing after fleeing Constantinople. Valentine, Cyprian's servant, missing after fleeing Constantinople. Messi, Emperor Constantine's heir and nephew, renamed and made part of the court. Murad,
Emperor Constantine's heir and nephew, renamed after Mehmed's father and made part of the court. Ishak Pasha, powerful Pasha in charge of military forces. Mahmud Pasha, powerful Pasha in charge of military forces. Ali Bey, leader of the Yanacheri troops. Kirill, Yanacheri under Radu, in charge of 4,000 mounted soldiers. Urbana of Transylvania, expert in cannons and artillery. Larda Dracul's inner military circle. Matei, dead. Nikolai, Larda's closest friend. Petru, dead. Stefan, Larda's best spy. Grigor, Valahian soldier under Larda's command. Doru, Valahian soldier under Larda's command. Allies of Larda. Matthias Corvinus, King of Hungary. King Stephen, King of Moldavia, Larda's cousin. Glossary. Bey, governors of Ottoman provinces. Boyars, Valahian nobility. Concubine, woman who belongs to the Sultan and is not a legal wife, but could produce legal heirs. Dracul, dragon, also devil, as the terms were interchangeable. Hagia Sophia, cathedral built at the height of the Byzantine era, the jewel of the Christian world. Harem, group of women consisting of wives, concubines, and servants that belongs to the Sultan. Infidels, term used for anyone who does not practice the religion of the speaker. Irregulars, soldiers in the Ottoman Empire who are not part of officially organized troops, oftentimes mercenaries or men looking for spoils. Yanacheri, member of an elite force of military professionals, taken as boys from other countries, converted to Islam, educated and trained to be loyal to the Sultan. Moldavia, neighboring country, an ally of Valahia. Order of the Dragon, order of crusaders, anointed by the Pope. Pasha, noble in the Ottoman Empire, appointed by the Sultan. Spahi, military commander in charge of local Ottoman soldiers called up during war. Transylvania, small country bordering Valahia and Hungary, includes the cities of Brasov and Sibiu. Vivode, warlord prince. Vassal state, country allowed to retain rulership but subject to the Ottoman Empire, with taxes of both money and slaves for the army. Valahia, vassal state of the Ottoman Empire, bordered by Transylvania, Hungary, and Moldavia.
This is Fiona Hardingham. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Bright We Burn by Kirsten White. This program was directed by Danny Campbell. Executive producer, Kelly Gilday.
Text copyright 2018 by Kirsten Brazier.
Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.